Fasting conditions us to control ourselves and go without certain desires and needs. This gives us strength to endure certain temptations. You see, when you're telling the body no about something, you're getting self-control over yourself.
Welcome to A Word from God with your host and teacher, James Lindley.
The title of this episode is Fasting and was recorded live at Grand Community Church in Springfield, Missouri.
Hi, this is Misha Pelkey, and before we get started, I want to remind you that James loves hearing from his listeners. Drop him a line via email at james@awordfromgod.net. That email again is james@awordfromgod.net. Or write to James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. That address again is James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Now here's your host and teacher, James Lindley.
Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18, I'm reading out of the ESV today, says, and this is Jesus still speaking here on his Sermon on the Mount. He says, and when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will open our hearts today to receive your word. We thank you, God, for your word. I pray that I will speak your words and not my own in the name of Jesus. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Still continuing his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus makes two major points in this passage. Number one, Christians are to fast. Number two, when we fast, we are to do it for spiritual reasons and not for selfish gain. Now, there are four main reasons people fast. Four main reasons. However, only one of these reasons is the right way. The right reason, I should say. Number one, some people fast to gain a sense of God's approval and self-approval. That's one of the reasons why people fast. It's not the right way, but it's one of the reasons why. Number two, to gain religious recognition. Look at me, everybody. I'm religious. Number three, to fulfill a religious act. Well, it's my duty. I might as well do it. You know, it's expected of me. Number four is the right way to genuinely meet with God. We're going to go over fasting today and maybe learn a little bit about it that we didn't know prior. So my first point is, what is fasting? Just what is fasting? Fasting is abstaining from food and or water or types of activities. In essence, fasting is to deny oneself certain needs or wants in order to discipline our bodies and focus our thoughts on God. And it's for spiritual reasons, right? Obviously, we want to get in focus with God so that we can get connected in fellowship with him. For the elderly and those with health issues, and I want to point this out, this is sort of like our church disclaimer on this, fasting from food and or liquid should never be done unless approved by a doctor first. So if you have medical problems, okay, medical issues, I should say, or if you're up there in age, you should be careful about abstaining from food and drink. Even healthy people need to take care when fasting. So let's just do this sensibly. Amen? Okay. Although fasting often means to abstain from food and or liquid, it can also mean to deny oneself or yourself of certain luxuries, pleasures, or even habits. Okay? So it's not just about food and water. There's some things that you can deny yourself of. Like some people fast from TV or even meats or sweets or even talking. Some people aren't healthy enough to go the food or the liquid route, okay? Especially in the summertime, you don't really want to be fasting from liquids. unless your body can handle it, because you could dehydrate quite quickly, right? But there's other things like television. Okay, you should deny yourself TV for a time, perhaps, if it's getting to you and blocking your focus on God. Some people don't want to eat meats. Some people don't want to eat sweets. And some people just don't want to talk while they're fasting. And some people actually take a vow of silence for a time, that they're not going to speak for a period of time. So those are other forms of fasting. Fasting does not get God to do something for us. Now, I have attended churches and have heard sermons where if you fast, God will move in your behalf. Ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That is not true. That is not true. Rather, fasting disciplines our bodies and focuses our attention on God. So if you're wanting to hear something from God, perhaps there's something that you're indulging in or overindulging in that's causing a block for you to be able to hear. Okay? Fasting takes the focus off of yourself and puts it back on God so that you can tune in to what he is saying. So if you're watching too many TVs, shows, or listening to too much music, or whatever it may be that you're indulging in, you may be neglecting time with God. And so if you cut some of those things out, you'll be able to tune in to what he is trying to say to you. I know that God is always talking. He's always got something to say to someone. I also know that we're not always listening. We're not always listening. I know people that will pray. They pray, then walk away and not wait for an answer. Okay? So a little bit of fasting might be able to get us in focus with God. Fasting conditions us to control ourselves and go without certain desires and needs. This gives us strength to endure certain temptations. You see, when you're telling the body no about something, you're getting self-control over yourself. You're telling your body, no, I'm not going to give in to this. You're not going to control me. I'm going to control you. Okay? So you want to have self-control, right? Who in here wants self-control? I know I do. Well, fasting from any one of these things that I mentioned, or something perhaps I've missed, can help you deny yourself and learn to train yourself into controlling your body. Fasting helps us to focus on God and to hear from him as he softly speaks to our hearts. Now, listen, God doesn't scream at us. He doesn't holler at us. He doesn't yell at us like some of the people we know do. Okay? He will at times repeat himself, but here's the thing. Fasting gives us a sense of quietness within ourselves. Once we get in control of ourselves, we are better tuned in, and we can hear the soft whisper that God is saying. Now, as a pastor, I talk to many people throughout the week via telephone, via internet email, text messaging, and in person. And I can tell when somebody's listening to what God is saying through me to that person and when they're not listening. And a lot of times we have channels changing in our mind. Somebody's speaking to us and we're thinking of something totally different. Or we're listening to the words, but we're not hearing them. We've already got our mind made up on what we want to do because our flesh is demanding something from us. Okay? Sometimes I'll tell somebody to wait, but their flesh doesn't want to wait because it's never been trained to wait. It's never been told it had to wait. It's always gotten its way. But see, in real life, you don't always get your way. And so when I tell someone to wait and they haven't conditioned their body to wait, they're not going to wait because they haven't never fasted and trained their body to make it do what's necessary, right? So they'll go right out and do something they're not supposed to do when they're not supposed to do it. They won't wait. Because they have no discipline to wait. They have no discipline, no self-control, or whatever the matter may be. Fasting helps us overcome that. Fasting from food can last for one day or even up to 40 days or whatever it is that you want to fast from. And some people skip a meal every week. Some people go a whole day every week without eating. Some people go all day eating nothing but drinking just water. Some people just say, well, you know, I need to eat and I need to drink because I have a medical condition or I'm not in shape for this. I think I'll go all day without television, without listening to radio or something like that. So, again, care must be taken when fasting. And, you know, Jesus is talking about fasting because it's very important to us. It's very important with our walk with God. If you feel like you're not hearing from God, it could be that you're being overwhelmed with things of the world that are cluttering you, and your body is being fed too much junk, and just it's just not listening, right? Fasting reminds us we can say no to our bodies, okay? A lot of us have forgotten that. We've gotten so used to it. See, it trains us to refocus our attention off ourselves and back onto God, all right? A lot of people have forgotten that you can say no to your bodies. Now, as children, we were told no all the time by mom and dad, right? No. And you didn't like it, and you threw a fit, but you still didn't get what it was. Well, some of us did. Depends on how much of a fit we threw. But if your parents were adamant about keeping their word about no, then you were denied something, and you just moved on. It didn't kill you, did it? Right? Okay, but as an adult, we don't have mommy and daddy telling us what we can and can't do anymore, do we? So we pretty much do what we want and how we want and as often as we want. Okay, so fasting puts us back into control. People today are so used to getting what they want and when they want it. Fasting says no to this idealism and selfish practice. So let's just be honest with ourselves. When we want something, we want it now, we go out, we make it happen in all of our power. Even when we think it's not good for us, we still do it. And fasting trains us to say no. It trains us not to be selfish. It trains us to deny ourselves. And believe me, if you want to serve God, you have got to learn to be less selfish. Because serving God is all about serving people. Relationship with God is all about relationship with people. If you can't control yourself, how can you be of service to God? You're going to want everything from Him, and you're not going to listen to any of the things He tells you to do for other people. You see, when you serve God the right way, He's going to tell you to love your enemies. But if you're not disciplined in yourself, you're not going to love your enemies, and you're not going to listen to God about loving your enemies. You're not going to help people when you have a need because you're going to be selfishly thinking about your wants and your needs rather than planting a seed in somebody else's life. Oftentimes, I find that my problems are solved when I plant in somebody else's problem. Because when I'm busy taking care of people's needs, God sends somebody into my life to take care of mine. You see how that works? Fasting trains us to focus on what God wants rather than what we want. It connects us because we're able to listen to Him and hear Him. Number two, actually, don't make a spectacle of yourself. Jesus warns us in verse 6:16, "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward already." Nothing is more disgusting to God than seeing somebody do a religious act for the sake of their own glory. But now listen, while we're on this subject, I have seen people do stuff and complain about doing it. I've seen people do stuff and make sure everybody sees them doing it. None of that pleases God. It doesn't. Jesus warns us that we are not to fast for the purpose of drawing attention to ourselves. So if we fast, we don't walk around going, "Oh, starving, bread." Come on, we've seen them, right? In fact, everything we do for God should not be done for getting glory for ourselves. Anything that we do for God, we shouldn't be self-seeking. We shouldn't be like, "Look at me." We shouldn't do that. That doesn't mean that some of the things that we do for God won't be visibly seen. We talked about this in the past few weeks that there are some things that we do for God, like me standing up here and preaching to you, that's seen before all of you. I can't help that. But if my motivation for that was to say, hey, look at me, okay, God wouldn't honor that for me. My reward would be lost. You guys would still get blessed because the word would be going to you, but I would lose my blessing. In Jesus' day, the religious leaders would make a public spectacle of themselves. They would make sure everyone would see that they were fasting. Have you guys ever seen anybody who just walk around? They want you to see outwardly how miserable they are for doing the spiritual thing. Even today, some Christians announce to the world what they are doing for God in order that they may receive the glory. Christians today do that. And it's okay to tell everybody about your church and what your church is doing for you and to get them in here. We're not talking about that. Fasting is not the only thing Christ is concerned about us announcing. He condemns any public display of good works or suffering for his name as a means for selfish reward. He doesn't like it. When you focus everything on you, you're taking everything away from that person, and that everything is Jesus. They need to see Jesus in you. You can invite people to church all day long, but if they don't see Jesus in you, they're not going to follow you. And if they do follow you and they don't see Jesus, they're coming for the wrong reasons. They're coming for the wrong reasons. So you want them to see Jesus in you at all times. Let me tell you something. When somebody sees Jesus Christ in you and they're being called by him, they will follow you. They will follow you. If they're being called by him and they hear his voice and they see Jesus in you, they will follow you. You won't have to talk them into anything. They'll want to be where you're at. Amen? Christ calls such people that do these things for selfish gain hypocrites. A person who indulges in hypocrisy. This person is a pretender, a deceiver, a liar, a fraud, a fake. Who does that sound like to you? There's another name for a person that's called a liar. His name is Satan. So who's behind all this hypocrisy? Satan. Lying to us, getting us to do things that we're not supposed to do for the wrong purposes. If you're fasting just for the glory of it, what's your reward in that? You didn't make a connection with God. And if you didn't make a connection with God, how are you going to get other people to make a connection with them through you? We're supposed to be the light that shines the direction towards Jesus. But when we're sucking in all the glory, they don't see Jesus, they see us. And Jesus sees a hypocrite. The reward for everyone who serves God for the sake of self-recognition is the temporal reward of others seeing them. That's your reward. And this isn't just for fasting. We're talking about fasting today, but this is anything. The temporal reward is that somebody gives you a pat on the back, they give you recognition, oh, I saw you do that, thumbs up. How long does that last? This type of reward fades and never compares to the true reward we receive when our lives and attitudes are aligned with Jesus. Only then are we truly blessed. Because that's an internal reward. That's an internal reward because here's the thing. If you're doing it for the sake of Christ, then you have a chance of bringing somebody else into the kingdom of Christ, and that's eternal. But if you're doing it just for yourself, that's all people see. And trust me in this, the more people see of you in a church setting, the more they get tired of you pretty quick. They want to see Jesus. They want to hear Jesus. They want to know Jesus. That's why they come to church. We're talking about spiritual things here. We're talking about spiritual things here. We're talking about serving God. We're talking about our own spiritual walk. So let's take a look at a scripture that's outside of our study of Matthew that's in Luke chapter 18, verses 10 through 12. Jesus tells a story. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, that was a religious leader of the time, and the other a tax collector. Everybody hated tax collectors because they didn't get paid by the Romans. Basically, the Romans would tell a tax collector, go collect taxes, and you get no pay for it. So how did they get their money? They overtaxed you. So they were thieves. So that's why everybody hated tax collectors. Just to give you a little bit of background on that. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. You think that impresses God? But this is what the Pharisee is saying to God. He's throwing it back in God's face, what he's doing for him. Has any of us ever prayed like, Lord, I need this to happen for me because, well, I'm doing the right thing. I'm going to church every Sunday. Has anybody ever had that thought cross their mind when they were desperate in prayer? Kind of a religious thought, isn't it? It's one thing to have that thought go through your mind. It's another to practice that every time you pray, every time you're before people. Okay, so the third point is the correct way to fast. So we're going somewhere with this, right? I know you guys are just dying to find out how we fast because you want to go home tonight and stop eating, right? And all that food that you're not going to eat, you're going to bring to me. So in a second part of this scripture, Matthew 6, verses 17 through 18, Jesus says, but when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So, let's see where Jesus is going with this. Jesus does not want our fasting known to others. He wants this done in secret. Fasting is a personal matter between the believer and God. There's things that go on in my marriage I'm never telling none of you guys, no matter how much you want to know. It's personal, and it's none of your business. Fasting is personal between the believer and God. Anything else makes it a public spectacle, and God rejects it. Even though Christ is using fasting as an example here, we can carry it over to other services for God. Any sacrifice we make for the Father should be done in private and for the sake of pleasing Him and serving Him. The blessing is that we have a greater discipline within ourselves and a closer fellowship with God. So anytime that we do anything for God, we don't want to announce it to everybody just so that we get a pat on the back and we get celebrated, okay? And the other thing we don't want to do is we don't want to look worn out. If you're tired because you've been working for God or doing whatever it is you're supposed to be doing to make your way in life, don't come to church acting like that. That displeases God. Look. He says, anoint your head with oil, right? He says, you know, wash yourself up, clean yourself up, look presentable, and endure. Don't let everybody see you being downcast, right? Because that's going to draw attention to you and not to God. He's not telling you to be fake. There's a difference, okay? He's telling you to endure. He's telling you, look, if all of this is making you miserable, either stop doing it or clean yourself up and endure. But if it's making you miserable and you don't want to do it, then don't do it rather than make a spectacle of yourself. Because I'd rather have you not do it and not complain about it than to do it and complain. And some people complain visually. It's a sacrifice, okay? Endure. Christ tells us that we are to remain silent about fasting and even go as far as to conceal it from others through our appearance. You guys read the scripture with me, right? Clean yourself up. Conceal it from people. Don't let people know what you're doing. Why would you want everybody to know what you're doing for God? So that you can get a payback? Okay, so people pay you back and God doesn't. So people reward you and God doesn't. No, that's not true. God is your reward. When you fast, He is the first and foremost reward you should be seeking. The closeness, the fellowship, the love, the presence of God. That's why you're fasting, to get closer to Him. People say to me, I don't hear God. Are you reading your Bible? Yeah, a little bit. Are you praying? Yeah, some. Are you coming to church every Sunday and fellowshipping with believers outside of the church? Once in a while. What are you doing in the meantime? Watching TV, blasting the stereo music in my car, watching TV programs I shouldn't and movies I shouldn't, using language I shouldn't, being around people who use language I shouldn't, that will all choke the love and presence and fellowship of God right out of your life. And that peace that surpasses all understanding will go right with it. If you want to get close to God, you need to act like you're married to him, because he calls the church his bride. And when you're married to somebody, you respect them, you love them, and you fellowship with them always. Now, I don't know how many of you guys are in here are married or have been married, but I can tell you that there are do's and there are don'ts. And one thing you don't do in a marriage is you don't get tied up with somebody and then neglect them. And when we get married to God through Christ, we tend to neglect him. We come to church when we feel like it. We fast when we feel like it. We pray when we have a problem, but when everything is going good, why pray? And we treat God like a secondary rather than a first. And then we wonder why we're depressed. Then we wonder why we're stressed. Then we wonder why things aren't moving in our life. Then we wonder why, God, why? And we start asking him questions. Why? Why? And then when things really get tough, we do what the Pharisee did. Don't I go to church? Don't I tithe? Don't I pray? Don't I do this? And we start getting really religious with God, because our prayers aren't being answered, because they were being answered. We just never heard the answer because we weren't focused on him. Lots of times I give people answers to their problems because I know that God is speaking that answer to me, to them. But while I'm speaking it, I can hear the Lord actually tell me this. They are not receiving. They are not receiving. And sometimes the Lord will tell me to stop talking to people because it is doing no good, and he could use me somewhere else where somebody will listen. Christ is concerned that what our lips don't say, our outward appearance will give away. In Matthew 6:17, again, he says, "But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. Clean yourself up. Look presentable. Don't fast if it's such a burden to you and you're going to be miserable complaining about it. Don't do anything for God if all you're going to do is complain about it. Is serving God hard? You better believe it is. It's the hardest thing you will ever do in your life because it means denying yourself. And it means cleaning yourself up and being presentable to other people so that they don't see how bad off you really are. Do you get where I'm coming from with all of this? Or should I say where God's coming to? Matthew 6:18, "And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Believe it or not, Jesus talks a lot about rewards. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to tell you, I want to be rewarded by God. Because I know that it pleases God to reward me. If it makes him happy, I know it's going to make me happy. And the rewards that I get from God far outweigh anything I can get from people. So yes, I want a pat on the back, but I want one from God. I want a pat on the back from God. We should seek to please him, and when he rewards us, we've pleased him. We didn't do this through our actions so much as we have through our fellowship with him. You see, it's our fellowship with God. That's what he wants. He wants your heart. So we have to be very vigilant if we want to seek after God. And we have to stand up for what we and for who we believe in. And fasting is one way where we can get connected with God to better hear what he wants from us. Fasting is a denial of oneself. And Jesus said that you have to pick up your cross and deny yourself. In Jesus' day, when you said the word cross, people knew what you were talking about. Because the Romans lined the roadways with crucified criminals. People they deemed criminals, I should say. So everywhere you went, there was a crucified person that you could see. It wasn't very hard to see a crucified person. So when you said cross, it scared people. It scared people because they knew it meant death. So when Jesus said pick up your cross, he literally meant you're going to have to give your entire life in order to serve me. So in conclusion, I want to say fasting is a very important part of our Christian walk. It's very important. I want to challenge everybody in here today to pick something that you know is drowning out the voice of God and give it a break for a while. Totally cut it out. Use sense and sensibility, okay? Don't dehydrate yourself or anything like that. Let's be smart about it. It could be TV. It could be a particular TV show you know you're not supposed to be watching. Through fasting, we tame our bodies, we focus our attention on God, and we learn to do without. I think all of us can learn to do without. But no amount of fasting in the world will ever get you as close to God as Jesus can.
This is Misha again to remind you that James loves hearing from his listeners. You can contact him via email at james@awordfromgod.net. Again, that's james@awordfromgod.net. Or write to James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri 65801. And be sure to visit us online at www.awordfromgod.net. I'm Misha Pelkey for A Word from God.
And I'm James Lindley, and I want to thank you for listening. And I pray that God will bless you immensely from this message.